supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans. And I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners, Salamu Alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, Iran. You are with today's special and Ramadan and spiritual growth.
Ya Allah, 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 Ya Allah.
في سجدة للجبال في ركعة في صلاة نرجو بها إلها نسعى بها لرضا يا الله يا الله عادل في قضائك يا الله يا الله واسع في عطائك.
But first, we look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, 12th of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of the month of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to verse 2 and 3 of chapter Ankabut from the Holy Quran. Then we come back, we speak about important points of these verses.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون.
Do the people think that they will be left to say, "We believe," and they will not be tried?
وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ.
But we have certainly tried those before them, and Allah will surely make evident those who are truthful, and He will surely make evident the liars.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Some people may be in some environments which are polluted from any point of view, and the temptations of making mischief surround them from all sides. The great trial is that in such conditions they protect their own nobility and purity. A group may be involved in the pressure of deprivations while they see that if they agree to exchange the capitals of their noble selves, their poverty and deprivation will quickly disappear. But this is for the price of losing their faith, piety, freedom, nobility, and honor, and this very thing is their trial.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Dua for 12th day of the month of Ramadan.
Allahumma zayyinni fihi bis-sitr wal-'afaf. واسترني فيه بلباس القنوع والكفاف واحملني فيه على العدل والإنصاف وآمني فيه من كل ما أخاف بعصمتك يا عصمة الخائفين.
O Allah, on this day beautify me with covering and chastity. Cover me with the clothes of satisfaction and contentment. Let me adhere to justice and fairness, and keep me safe from all that I fear by your protection, O the protector of the frightened.
أرجو رضاك يا
الله
أنت الرحيم يا
الله
هبني عطاك يا
الله
أنت الكريم
الله
منك العطاء يا
الله
أنت العظيم يا
الله
فيك الرجاء يا
الله
أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
الله
يا ربي يا الله.
A As I told you, in this new episode of today's special, we're going to know more about Ramadan and spiritual growth. Ramadan is a time of profound spiritual significance for Muslims around the globe. It's a period dedicated to fasting, prayer, and reflection, offering a unique opportunity for believers to deepen their connection with Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This sacred month is not just about abstention from eating and drinking. It's a journey of personal transformation and spiritual growth. Fasting during Ramadan reminds us of our dependence on Allah and our need for self-control. It's a time when the heart is cleansed of worldly desires and the soul is nourished with increased prayer and Quranic recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the whole month of Ramadan and the family's mental peace. Peace is the primary missing element for human beings. And people of all religions and beliefs seek peace and comfort. Some believe wealth brings peace, while others believe attaining worldly positions brings peace. Thus, kings and rulers have trampled on all human values in their pursuit of an imaginary peace. Others have identified intoxicants, sedatives, and the like as a means of attaining peace. A group also consider absolute freedom and desires, such as watching obscene films, freely interacting with non-mahrams, that is, unrelated members of the opposite sex, dressing immodestly and lacking proper hijab, as the only way to human peace. And they have made great efforts in this direction, especially the arrogant powers that instill in people the belief that absolute freedom and licentiousness are considered the only factors for human peace. The first step of Islam in bringing is to crack their thinking and culture. The infallible imams firmly declare that the world is not a place of absolute peace, which prevents us from dedicating all our efforts to the world and enables us to endure the hardships and sufferings of the life. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, quoting Allah, "I have placed peace in paradise, and people seek it in the world and never find it."
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
What do we have today when we speak about preparing for spiritual growth in Ramadan? Start by gradually adjusting your sleep and meal schedules to align them with iftar and suhoor timings. However, spiritual growth in Ramadan is about more than just fulfilling the obligation to fast. It's an opportunity to strengthen our relationship with Allah. The essence of fasting extends beyond physical abstention to include moral and spiritual discipline, setting clear personal goals for Ramadan, whether it's reading the Quran, increasing the time you spend praying, or giving more in charity can help focus your efforts. Reflect on the past year and identify areas of your faith and practice you wish to strengthen.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد تدعو إلى الدين القويم
نشاء
يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الراشدين يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الذاكرين
ومضات. During different episodes of today's special, especially during the month of Ramadan, we emphasize about connecting deeply with the Quran. Ramadan is often called the month of the Quran because it was during this month that Quran was first revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Engaging deeply with the Quran during Ramadan is essential for spiritual growth. Set a daily reading goal and reflect on the meanings of the verses. Consider joining a Quran study group. Ramadan is a time to reflect on our deeds, thoughts, and intentions, realigning them with our faith. The act of seeking forgiveness, known as istighfar, involves a heartfelt commitment to change and to do better. Delicate moments, each night to sit in quiet reflection, assess your spiritual and moral compass, and sincerely ask for Allah's forgiveness and guidance.
There is no complete peace and comfort for a believing person except when they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after this worldly life. And other than that, there are four things. Silence, through which you can understand the state of your heart and self in what exists between you and your Creator. Second, solitude, through which you can escape from apparent and hidden calamities of the time. And third, hunger, through which you can kill your desires, obsessions and whisperings. And fourth, staying awake at nights, through which you can enlighten your heart, purify your nature, and sanctify your soul. This narration mentions four factors for peace in this world: silence, solitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fasting and hunger, and night vigil and tahajjud. So the blessed month of Ramadan provides a suitable environment for these factors of peace. It provides a perfect opportunity for believers to stay awake for tahajjud and supplication, solitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fasting and hunger during the day, and consequently the silence resulting from the wisdom of fasting.
May Allah forgive and guide all of us. Thank you for listening and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Ramadan is a beautiful month, and in this month we have to achieve something. And the least we can earn in this beautiful month is that we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet, is His Prophets and last Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, and His Awliya, Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salatu wa salam. There's a beautiful hadith from Imam Raza alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says, وَمَنْ سَامَ رَمَضَانًا إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا يَخْرُجُ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. Means, those who fast the entire month of Ramadan, and they fast with iman. So there's a point here why Imam is saying with iman. My brothers and sisters, you know, iman, bringing iman to Allah, or bringing, offering iman to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is easy. You say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, and you enter into the world of iman, and you start praying, you start fasting. Yes, you are most welcome. You already entered into the world of Islam or iman. But if you do not do anything which destroys, ruins your faith, your iman, then you are a truly mu'min, a true Muslim. Basically, Imam is saying, you fast 30 days and you do not do anything which ruins your faith, which ruins your iman. And that is the main part. Let's say, you know, you love football. You enter into the field of football, you start praying, and you are very good. You are a good player of football. But in the mid, you say, you know, I quit. I'm tired. I don't want to do any goal. You know, I'm not going to give any pass to my team. So you're in trouble. So you are, whether you are a good player or a bad player, but when you enter in the field, you have to keep your quality alive. So as if you enter into the world of anything, any specialty, you have to keep your abilities until the end, till end. So Imam is saying, when you start fasting, especially in the month of Ramadan, so you have to keep your iman alive. You are not going to do anything which ruins your faith. You are not going to do anything which is haram. That's how you're going to keep your fast legal and true fast. And the next part is Imam mentioning here, that is ihtisaban, means while you're watching carefully yourself. This is ihtisaban, means you watch yourself, you watch your eye, you watch your hand, you watch your stomach, you watch your... Even though awliya, the great ones, the close ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they watch their thoughts. If some bad thoughts come into their minds, they do istighfar for that. They do repent for that. So Imam is saying, وَمَنْ سَامَ رَمَضَانًا إِيمَانًا وَاحْتَسَابًا. Those who fast in this beautiful month with their iman, yani keeping their iman, their faith alive all 30 days, throughout entire month, and they're watching their carefully themselves. When the month will end up, they will come out from this world, this world of Ramadan, this month of Ramadan, as the day they came to this world. يَخْرُجُ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتُ أُمُّ. You come out from the world of sin as new as when you came to this world from the womb of your mother. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq to fast in this way. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters dear listeners of IRIB English Radio thank you so much for joining us today here we are with brother Fawad Haider and I'm really happy to say hello to him. Fawad, salam. How are you?
Salam, sir. I'm fine. How about you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us today. Inshallah, in this session, Fawad, we will talk about Ayah 18 of Surah An-Nisa on page
80.
So, first and foremost, let's listen to the recitation of this Ayah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار أولئك أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما
Great recitation, mashallah. So, inshallah, we'll mention some points about this ayah, then we'll move on to the tajweed rules. Let me first read it. Allah Almighty says in ayah 18 of Surah An-Nisa, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنَ قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار أولئك أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما So, very beautiful ayah. It's the continue of the previous topic. In the previous ayah, Allah Almighty talked about repentance, tawbah. And those who are making mistakes or committing sins accidentally, not on purpose, yes? So if somebody, accidentally, not on purpose, if he makes a mistake, commits a sin, and he quickly repents, asks Allah Almighty for forgiveness, will Allah Almighty accept it?
Yes.
Yes. In case that he should not commit it again and again and again.
So then,
look, ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ Allah Almighty said, مِنْ قَرِيبٍ فَأُولَيْكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِمْ Yes, Allah Almighty will forgive them. Yeah? But in this ayah, Allah says, but acceptance of repentance is not for those who go on committing misdeeds. Okay? Continue. يَعْمَلُونَ It's just continuous. So, they continue doing it, okay? Committing a sin. He continue lying every time. telling lies or gossiping. So he says, Allah Almighty, forgive me, astaghfirullah, I made a mistake, I just said a bad word about him. Then, okay, Allah forgives him. Next time, tomorrow, again, he makes that mistake again. Again and again, okay? He just continues doing it. He just goes on, like, committing mistakes, okay? Committing guna or sin. So, in this case, Allah Almighty says, tawbah or accept repentance is not for them. Because they are, like, making fun of tawbah. So, he makes, like, today, he makes this mistake. The second minute, right after it, he makes tawbah. Then tomorrow, again, the same thing. Again, continue. Come on.
What if his intention at that time was pure? But after it, like, he didn't control himself?
Uh-huh. In that case, look, if he, Allah Almighty judges, yes, he's fair. Allah Almighty is fair. At the same time, he's merciful. So Allah Almighty is merciful. He will forgive. But what about you? What about you? Like, yourself. Like, you think I made this mistake. Will you, like, you think, like, you will get a chance to, for example, repent or no? It's not guaranteed. Okay? It's better for you to stop it. Okay? Try, ask Allah Almighty. When, look, repentance does not mean this, that you only say, Allah Almighty, sorry, Allah Almighty. Okay? Repentance means this, that you ask Allah Almighty to forgive you. At the same time, ask Him to protect you, to help you. And there are certain tactics, okay, certain ways that you can practice, okay, to stay away from the sins. Taqwa means this, okay, that you should learn how to protect yourself like when you face evils. But here, حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Sometimes people say that, oh, I made a mistake when I was about to die. I'll just say, astaghfirullah, 100 times, Allah will forgive me. Allah Almighty says, no, it's not that way, okay? You are not guaranteed when you die, how long will you live, okay? Maybe you just made a mistake, right? You wanted to, what? To repent tomorrow? The day before tomorrow, like that night, when you sleep, tomorrow you even didn't wake up. So you lost the chance. So we should be careful, okay? Not to postpone our repentance for another time.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات المولى.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه أرضا.
Let's recite the Quran.
ربي قد نلت منايا وبختم كتابك أرقى وبختم كتابك أرقى.
That's all, but we have a lot to mention here in this ayah. We don't have time. We have to move on to the tajweed rules. Okay, brothers and sisters, inshallah, refer to the tafsir books, inshallah, learn more about the explanation, the details. Fawad, ready to mention some tajweed rules?
Yes.
Okay. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ وَلَيْسَتْ, it ends with a sukun on the ta. But since the next word starts with Hamzatul Wasl and we are joining these two words, so two sakin letters are there. So two sakin letters cannot be like, you can't join them together. So at least one of them should have harakat.
Yes.
So here, you should have a short vowel with the letter ta. It says that hurrika bil kasra, it will be assigned with a kasra. Put a kasra down there with the ta. That's why we have it here, okay? وَلَيْسَتْ لَيْسَتِي وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ. So Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped. Lam will be skipped because the ta is a sun letter right after the letter la. Yeah?
Yes.
لِلَّذِينَ, does the dal pronunciation matter?
Yes.
Okay, it should be pronounced correctly. يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ يَعْمَلُوا
نَسَّيِّئَاتِ.
MashaAllah. حتى, there is a mat, but is that mat wajib?
No.
Not wajib. Okay. حتى إذا حضار. The pronunciation of which letters are important in this ayah? إذا ذال عين حا. Next one.
حمزة.
Next one. ضاد. حضار.
Yes.
أحد هو هم الموت قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار أولئك أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما. Yeah, this letter. So, عين همزة ها حا ذال ضاد. These letters are important. Okay, فوات. حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال. Off is a heavy letter, yes?
Yes.
How should we read it? With a heavy or light sound?
Heavy.
What's a heavy sound?
An aw
sound. Like the word awesome. That's awesome. So, قال, not قال. Right? Aw sound. إني. What about نون مشدد? If we have نون with تشديد, is there any specific rule with that?
With نون مشدد, you should produce a nostril and a sound from nostrils.
Yeah, nasal sound, you mean, yeah?
Yeah,
good job. Sound. So, إني. Yeah? قال إني. And we should extend the sound for two beats.
Yes.
إن. Extended. إني. تبتو. The letter ba appears ساكن.
Yes, so there are five letters. Mm-hmm. Which when they are ساكن, they produce a bouncing sound. And ba is one of them. قطبجد letters.
Yeah, قطبجد letters. Okay, قاف, طا, با, جيم, دال. Bounce the sound. تب, not. Not tub, right? Tubtul ana wala alladhina wala. Next one, hamzatul wasl. Skip the alif in la. Wala alladhina, not wala alladhina. Wala alladhina. Yamutuna wahum kuffar. Kuffarun, if you stop, the tanween changes to sukun. Kuffar.
Yes.
The baby jim on the top.
Says it's jais. You can too? Continue or stop.
Yeah, you can join with the next word.
There's
or
no
you
recommendation
can make a pause here. Good job.
No special recommendation.
Yeah.
Both are well.
Ulaika, we've mentioned this. It's wajib. The mud is stretched for six count. Ulaika a'tadna. Again, the dal, yes?
Yes.
Dal has a sukun. It should be pronounced with an
bouncing sound.
An echoing sound or bouncing sound. Okay. لهم عذابا أليما تنوين plus همزة. You got
همزة
a
ski, is from the throat
yeah,
no. letters.
Uh-huh.
So basically no change.
No changes, yeah. Because همزة is from the throat letters. عذابا أليما. So, ready to read it now?
Yes.
Let's recite it because we have learned the tajweed rules. Listen and repeat. Brothers and sisters, listen and repeat with us. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت
وليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار
أولئك أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما
أولئك أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما
أحسنتم ما شاء الله صدق الله العلي العظيم أحسنتم ما شاء الله Thank you so much. Brothers and sisters, we hope inshallah you have learned this. and this session was beneficial for you. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks Fawad for being with us and practicing with us today. Inshallah, next session will continue with Surah An-Nisa. Thanks to Arab English Radio. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another special edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Mawlai, bidhikrika aasha qalbi وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني فيا مولاي ويا مؤملي ويا منتهى سؤلي فرق بيني وبين ذنبي المانع لي من لزوم طاعتك فإنما أسألك لقديم الرجاء فيك وعظيم الطمع منك الذي أوجبته على نفسك من الرأفة والرحمة.
Dear brothers and sisters, we have reached this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. Ya Mawlai, bidhikrika aasha qalbi. O my master, in your remembrance my heart takes delight. وَبِمُنَاجَاتِكَ بَرَّتُ أَلَمَ الْخَوْفِ عَنِّي. And through prayers, I hold communion with you, easing the pain of fear that torments me. Regarding this part, dear listeners, we mentioned that the essence of Allah's remembrance is dhikr, and a remembrance of Allah is behind all religious obligations and even our recommended acts. And the spirit of all these is to remember Almighty Allah.
And that's why the Holy Quran states, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. The highest form of ritual prayer, the highest form of worship, is for the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. Now, we also concluded in the previous episode that the only factor that can give tranquility and peace of mind to a person living in this hectic world, in the world of anxieties, is remembrance of Allah. Because the Holy Quran says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. The hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance. Those who truly remember Allah, and in whose souls His remembrance is deeply rooted, are so calm and tranquil. You may have seen them, you may have had communications with them. Those are so calm that no event can make them anxious and agitated. In our time, we have had many people who were the examples of such personalities. Traditions have likened the believer to a mountain. Traditions have described the true mu'min as stronger than even a mountain. It is because storms may make stones on top of the mountain roll down, but the hurricane of events can never weaken the faith of a believer, just like the state of mountain that never moves. الْمُؤْمِنُ كَالْجَبَلِ الرَّاسِخِ لَا تُحَرِّكُهُ الْعَوَاسِفِ. The believer is like a mountain that cannot be shaken by the winds. Why? Because of the state of his heart. Because his heart is connected to something that cannot be shaken. Because his heart is connected to something that cannot be transformed, cannot be extinguished. So, in addition to eternal felicity, remembrance of Allah is what gives peace of mind in this world, which in itself is a blessing beyond description.
Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, about this state of qalb, about this remembrance of the Almighty Allah, in the Holy Quran, we see that God uses an excellent expression which is worthy of reflection. He says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُوا. Remember me, and I will remember you. What does this expression mean? فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me and I will remember you. Why do we have to reflect upon this part of the verse? Because we need to understand what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says. Ya Mawlai, bidhikrika aasha qalbi. How do we make our hearts take delight by remembrance of Allah? What is the practical meaning of remembrance of the Almighty Allah? Now, when Quran says فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, this expression can be analyzed in different ways according to different views and levels of understanding. Of course, God is aware of everyone and everything at every moment. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّ. And your Lord is not forgetful. But Allah has perfect knowledge of the past, present, and future. So, it is clear, having these verses in our mind, that when God says, remember me and I will remember you, it doesn't mean that you will cause yourself to be reminded by me as your God. No, of course, God is having perfect knowledge of the past, present, and future. Nothing is hidden from him. So, when God says, remember me and I will remember you, this remembrance is something else. It is a special remembrance of God towards His servants and true friends, towards awliya. It does not refer to His general attention towards all creatures, because all creation are receiving His attention at the same time simultaneously. He is the creator, and if he even stops paying attention to even one of them for even a second, they will be totally destroyed. But this remembrance that God says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, is something else. In interpreting this verse, we will try to have a look at different traditions and try to understand what the true meaning of remembrance of the Almighty Allah is in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is الرحمن.
Allah,
who is المنان.
لا إله إلا.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page, where welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom and Islamic scholar, Sheikh Rouhani. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, Sheikh Rouhani, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of Akhar al-Zaman, or end time, or end of time. According to Shiite beliefs, when we are getting close to the reappearance of Imam As, we are pathing life in end of the time. First of all, this Akhar al-Zaman, is it an authentic concept or not? And what are the main features of this Akhar al-Zaman?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, of course, it is for sure that the world's life one day ends, and it cannot continue forever, because even according to the scientific pieces of evidence, all the world is full of energy that is being expended. So since this energy is using in this universe, one day this energy will finish. So that's why everything will stop. This is according to the scientific kind of studies. But according to the religious sort of ideas and theological ideas, particularly from the Islamic perspective, yes, there is the end of this world, and Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put an end to the life of this world, and then the Surah Israfil starts, and yes, then everything finishes, and then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return back the mankind and the creatures in Qiyamah. So the life of this world is, of course, limited. And we have the end of the time, Akhir al-Zaman, that is for sure, yes, according to the Islamic teachings and doctrines.
Okay. And is this concept, I mean, the end of time, only limited to Islam? Or no religions before Islam?
Of course, there are many other religions, many other civilizations who believed in such a thing, that one day everything will finish and the last savior will come. And this concept of last savior is mentioned in lots of religions, like Zoroastrianism, like Judaism, Christianity, and also even Buddhism and Hinduism. They also have a kind of believing in a kind of last savior, of course. The characteristics might be different from these religions, but the one who will come to at the end of this world and fill the world with justice and peace and safeguard the man against the evils, yeah, that will reappear according to all the religions. It's not only specific or specified to Islam and Muslims.
That's all right. So now the major question is that this Akhir al-Zaman or the end of time, are there any similarities between this and Qiyamah? I mean, the resurrection day, is it before resurrection?
Yes.
Or we can say coincident with the resurrection? What are the difference between the two?
You know what we can say about the hereafter life, about the day of judgment, about the scenes, and let's say the what we can say, the characteristics of the hereafter life. We cannot say anything except those things that are mentioned in ayat and the authentic riwayat, you know. But what can clearly be understood from all these riwayat and ayat is that the hereafter life is totally a different life, you know. The day of Qiyamah, the resurrection, is not something like this earthly life and these worldly kind of characteristics. It is totally different because, first of all, we will not be like limited and these sort of bodies that we have in this world. There's no such physical kind of limitations, physical bodies, physical resurrections completely. And we do not have these, for example, galaxies, stars, planets, these things in the hereafter life. Because the life in that phase of existence, we can say, or the universe, is totally different. Because when the life of this world or this universe finishes,
yes,
then completely another world, completely another strange sort of, let's say, universe will be there. Of course, even universe is not a true term for that, because the characteristics of that is totally different from what we have on this planet. There will be no kind of moon or sun or, let's say, earth or these planets revolving around the sun, for example, like four seasons, like water, oceans, all these sort of things that we have in this world. Of course, they will not be there. That resurrection is completely and categorically different. Akhir al-Zaman happens in this world, in this earthly life. It's not similar to that one.
That's all right. So there have been mentioned some signs for end time. I mean, and during different eras, the people try to adjust some of them with their own timings. First of all, are these signs true or authentic? I mean, are they based on the Quran and Ahadith? And can you enumerate some of them for us?
Yes, of course. According to the ayat of the Holy Quran, in some of the surahs of the Holy Quran, some of the, let's say, characteristics of the Akhir al-Zaman are mentioned particularly in riwayat. For example, some of them that I can mention is that there would be lots of spiritual